Oh yes, Epiphany is the season of light. It begins with the light of the Star of Bethlehem, guiding the wise men to the infant Jesus. It ends with the blinding light of the Transfiguration as Jesus is revealed in all of his heavenly splendor on top of the mountain. Epiphany is about Jesus himself, who is the light of the world, and Jesus, who also calls us his disciples to be light to the world. We are here in this season of light. And so as I think of this season of light, I am reminded of a story about light, a story about a little boy. Well, started out as a little boy, as all of us do, start out as small children. But Alexander grew up on the island of Crete back in the 1920s, 1930s, when he was a boy, a teenager, the German army invaded the island of Crete. The island was placed under occupation of the German army, and there were many members of Alex's village who resisted and fought secretly against the occupation army. They were discovered, and most of the men of the village were rounded up, and they were all killed at once, just mowed down. You can imagine how the people of Crete felt about the Germans after that. That Alex, just not too long after that horrible event took place, as he was walking down a road outside of his village, he saw by the side of the road a German motorcycle that had crashed, and he saw that the side view mirror had broken into several pieces. Well, he gathered up the pieces, and thinking maybe he could put them back together, he realized he couldn't do that. So he took just one of those pieces of the mirror. It had some sharp edges, so he found a stone, and he just kind of ground those edges down until they were smooth. He ground it down until it was a little mirror that could fit right in the palm of his hand. And he discovered that as he played with this mirror in the bright sunlight, that he was able to catch the light of the sun in that mirror, and by moving the mirror around, he could direct that light to wherever he wanted to. And in the island of Crete, there were lots of rocks and caves, dark crevices that never saw the light of the sun. And so he began to play this little game of seeing how many dark places he would be able to fill with the reflected light of the sun. But as he grew, he realized that this game that he played as a little boy was also God's way of kind of showing him what his mission in life was meant to be. He realized that he was like a little mirror, a part of a larger mirror that had become broken, but that God now was holding in his hands and directing him to be able to reflect the light of God through his life into some dark corners of the world. And so little Alex grew up to be Alexander, who finally achieved his life's ambition was on the very spot where that horrible massacre had occurred in his village on the island of Crete, to build an institute for peace that would focus on how we can all live together in peace as human beings, and especially how his people and the people of Germany now would be able to come together and work together for peace. Alexander's mission, of course, is the mission of all of us. Each one of us is like one of those little mirrors that God is able to direct this way and that in order to bring his light into some dark places in the world and in the lives of other people. We think of the many ways in which through our ministries here at Emmanuel Lutheran Church that we're able to reflect God's light into the darkness of people's lives, through our food collections, through our Christmas gifts that we have provided for needy families, through our monthly mission offerings, and also the many ways in which we share God's love, reflect the light of God's love into the lives of others through what we do each and every day. As I shared with our young people this morning, that we are the light of the world, that we can be like that Bethlehem star leading others to Christ by what we do. And let us pray. Dear Lord, help us to keep our lives centered and focused on you so that we may reflect your light to others in all that we do. In Jesus' name, amen.